be 40 there, and don't let it pass you by. Double A side, new entry in the chart this week at number 14 on Sunshine. UB40, which incidentally stands for unemployment benefit, because these guys got together when they were on the dole, and I think they did the Worries thing, don't you? Make nice listening, especially on a Sunday afternoon at 10 minutes before 3, or somewhere near there. You're in tune with the Sunshine. We're just having a little tidy up here in the studio. In Studio A, as a matter of interest. We call it Studio A because it's the only one of its kind, if you know what I mean. And if you can appreciate doing a radio program live from sort of conditions that aren't all that good, because this morning at about 10 o'clock we started getting all records out and sort of tried to sort all ourselves out. And we played probably in the region of about 300 records or something like that, I suppose, up to date. And they're still scattered around because the people that we're employing here to do the driving of programs and the sorting out of records and that sort of thing aren't doing anything. They're all dancing around and making funny noises at one another. I think they call it talking, but I don't know what they're trying to do over there. But if you can imagine all the mess that's around the studio at the moment, it's quite chaotic. There's literally records thrown about all over the place. But we're just having a little tidy up, and just thought we'd tell you that, because I have picked a record out which I played earlier on this morning, and it sort of stuck in my mind a bit, and I thought I'd like to play you this one. But the one I'm trying to find you, it comes from, let me see now, I can't even remember it, so how the devil I'm supposed to find it without knowing the title of it, I don't know. But it's called Fire, from Arthur Brown, that's right, The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. We're trying to find that one because that is a sensation, and I thought it'd go down quite well on Sunshine. But before we put this one away, I'd like to give it another airing, that's if you don't mind too much. It's a sad but true story.
This is the sad but true story about Elmo James.
Just said that. It's Sunshine. Good afternoon to you.
Lend me.
There you have it, gang, a second time around on Sunshine. That's Elmo James from Chairman of the Board. Almost 5 minutes before three. And I was just reading something here in the local rag mag. And you know how things sort of strike your eye, and they're dead serious, but at the same time, they're remarkably silly. I mean, listen to this. It's also official, and the county secretary signs it as well. And it says here, a public meeting. Provisions of cattle grids on the A4117 at Clee Hill Common. And it goes on to say, take notice that a public meeting will be held in the Clee Hill Village Hall on Tuesday, the 9th of June at 7:30 to discuss provisions of cattle grids on the A4117 at Clee Hill Common. I can't help it. I've got to have a little giggle to myself there because it looks so official. And it all says, take notice. And they go on about cattle grids. Anyway, I'd like to say good afternoon to anybody that does live up on Clee Hill, and I hope you haven't got trouble with your cattle grid. Temple Tudor there for you, gang, on a super Sunday afternoon from Sunshine. James Harding with you. Awfully nice to be here with you, enjoying it extremely well. And I hope that you're enjoying the programme as well. It's 3 o'clock right here, 3 o'clock. And that's down 5 places from last week's number 11 to this week's number 6. Temple Tudor, Sword of 1,000 Men. And do you remember I was reading something out of the local newspaper? And my feelings about radio is that if a town can support a local newspaper, it could also support a local radio station. You just think about that one. Because the cost to put a radio station on the air, well, it cost us about £7.50 to put Sunshine on the air for these 2 days. And that's absolutely straight. It costs about £7.50 to put Sunshine Radio on the air for two days. So I should imagine if we worked that on a weekly basis, it would probably be in the region of about £22-23. Well, I suppose that could be arranged. Anybody out there got £23 they don't want to sort of waste? Because if you have, you can give it to us and we can provide you with Sunshine. Unfortunately, it's not quite as easy as that because there are technical legal laws that prevent us from doing it. And even now, you never know, even now, somebody could be listening and thinking to themselves, that shouldn't be on there. We might have to do something about it. But I hope not. And I hope that we're allowed to continue broadcasting this afternoon and tomorrow, because it's quite something to have your own local radio station. especially one that shouldn't be there. And as you'll appreciate, I'm sure you do appreciate it, because it's an awful amount of work to put into it on the programming side. But the financial side has cost us about £7.50. Hello, who's going to be moaning now, I wonder, on the phone? Oh, it's just a record.